and Jackie O.
Ready to go.
Well, it's intern Pete and Brooklyn Ross this morning, taking a different tack to the normal hoo-ha that we do on the show. Biggest news coming up from around the world, of course, this bridge collapsing overnight in Baltimore. Holy moly.
Yeah, it was crazy to see that footage. Did you see it on social media last night, Pete?
I saw it everywhere. Absolutely insane. And I suppose in perspective, I was trying to think, like, imagine if, like, for example, the Sydney Harbour Bridge was to go down like that as well. Firstly, a horrible thought in itself, and then a horrible thought that, you know, talking mass casualties overseas. I know it was late into the night, and they're saying, oh, there wasn't as many as there could have been, but so that, still pretty
it was
full on.
A cargo ship crashed into a pillar, but the cargo ship had been able to put out a mayday call, so they closed the bridge to traffic, luckily, but there were still people on the bridge there, still searching for some of them now. So, you know, you're right, Pete. How easy is it for some of the bridges we've got around Sydney and Australia to come down if something like this happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So we thought it'd be a great opportunity to chat to someone who might just have a little bit more insight into this and who's been doing worldwide press throughout the evening from the Monash University. We've actually got a bridge, I suppose, a bridge expert, Brooklyn. His name is Colin. He joins us on the phone now. Colin, tell us about your last 12 hours that have been going on around the world for you.
Look, it's not the kind of event that we want to have to kind of come out and talk about. But I think it's important that we try to explain to people that these events are extremely, extremely rare, that our infrastructure is really quite safe.
So what do you think, what was the reason here? Like, do bridges just have no chance against a cargo ship? Is that basically what it comes down to?
Well, basically, but what's happened here is the ship has managed to avoid one of the defense protection measures that are in place. It's called a dolphin. It's a big lump of concrete that sits before the bridge pier. It's avoided the dolphin somehow, and it has impacted then what's called the fender, which sits around the base. Now, this fender was built in the 70s when ships were a lot smaller than they are today. And the fender clearly wasn't able to push the ship back. And so the ship has taken out the pylon. And once that pylon was removed, the bridge had no chance.
Colin, obviously the priority at the moment is, you know, making sure people are okay. And I suppose the site is in its best place possible for a full investigation. But this could go on for years, right, when it comes to working out how it happened, what happened next. Is there something we need to change about bridges around the world, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, once this initial kind of tragic phase of searching for people is over, the debris will need to be removed from the site. Clearly, this is a very important harbour. The ship traffic needs to come in and out to keep Baltimore ticking over. Once that's done, then a replacement bridge will be constructed, which is going to be a number of years, of course. Really, the question, though, is what are the lessons that we have to learn from this and apply it to bridges all around the world? Just because this happened in the US doesn't mean it couldn't happen elsewhere. And so we have to be vigilant against this kind of thing happening.
Are there any bridges in Australia that are built kind of in the same way as that bridge?
Look, we have very few bridges in navigation channels in Australia. We just don't have the geography that kind of requires it. Most of our bridges have supports that aren't in the water, which is good. These are the bridges near large vessels, right? We obviously have bridge piers that are in water near smaller vessels. I think the question here for us is, the bridges that we do have, are they subjected, or are there vessels around it that are bigger than we thought when the bridge was constructed at the time? So I think today that's what maybe bridge owners around the country will be looking at is hang on a sec, are my bridges exposed to these bigger ships than we thought when it was built?
Just insane. Colin from the Monash University, mate, thank you so much for joining us here today on a pretty historical, pretty horrific event around the world this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Colin.
You're welcome.
That's Colin. Brooklyn, obviously, as we look out the window here in our Sydney studios,
we can see the Sydney Harbour Bridge, and those pylons are not in the water, Pete.
No, it's so, some positive news for Sydney, but also pretty frightening when you think about that's what's happened over the other side of the world here this morning.
Horrible.
I know the KISS team, your KISS newsroom, will keep us up to date throughout the day as this is one big developing story throughout the day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Pete.
And Jackie O.